welcome to another episode of Dinks with Kinks. I'm your host, John Dondero, and with me, as always, is the disembodied voice of Mr. Shep.
Hello, hello.
Oh, it's good to be here. Did you have a good Halloween, Shep?
Pretty good.
We pre-taped last week, so I haven't talked to you in a week.
I know, but yeah, kids had fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we did. We went and did kid stuff as well, and it was fun. But we're back. We're back live. Woo-hoo-hoo! So you can join in the chat room. Of course, we're here to answer any questions, comments, and we love jokes, so give us your jokes. Shep, we got a very, very odd episode today.
Odd, as in
not conventional. Like, you know, a lot of times we cover fetishes, everyone's like, well, I don't know that much about it, but I heard of it. I know it's a thing.
Yeah, I guess after all this time, you can say some fetishes are conventional, huh? All right. Yeah. Well,
I mean,
it is some non-conventional ones then.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, I don't want to say like they're just plain Jane fetishes, but you heard of them. Even like ball busting. Everyone, you know, people can't believe it's a fetish, but you heard of it. You're like, yeah, I heard of that. But tonight, we have one that not only is it, you know, off the wall, it's one of my fetishes.
Really?
Really? Tonight's episode, we're doing quicksand.
Oh, my.
And I bet you, you're going to yourself, wait, what?
No, I was thinking the, you know, whole, I have a sinking feeling about this.
I knew you were going to make that joke. I knew it.
Yeah.
I was waiting to check it off my list. But
it
no.
It had to be done.
This is definitely, a lot of people, you know, watching right now, you're like, this, are you talking about what I think you're talking about? I'm talking about exactly what you think I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, the jungle movies, Tarzan, walking around, suddenly you're in quicksand. And I bet you're asking yourself, well, how is that sexy?
Okay, how about this one? I can't wait to sink myself into this knowledge.
Oh, yes, I love it. It's great. Now, before we get too depth into it, of course, we have to run a commercial on my Twitch channel or it'll cut me off while I'm in the middle of talking. If you don't like ads, I do highly suggest subscribing to us. If you don't care about a 30-second ad, don't. I don't care. Yeah, I ain't your dad. So, gotta run that real quick ad. But I didn't want it to start automatically, so I had to do it myself.
Right. And then we wait for an ad.
Yep. And 3, 2, 1. Mm. See, wasn't that better than, like, you know, me being in the middle of a sentence going, let me show you how you can now download something. I don't know. Probably somewhere. It's Twitch ad, so it was probably something different for everyone. So today, we're here talking about quicksand. Now, I know what most people are thinking. Most people are like, oh, well, I guess I'll have to, you know, watch where I'm going. There's a select few. This is not a huge fetish, by the way, Shep. Mm-hmm. This is actually a very niche one. It has a very large community, but, you know, I will say, if you go to that community, you can learn everyone's name. And it tends to be, and this is going to make me sound like an old person, it tends to be an older person fetish. And I think I know why.
Tell me more.
I'll tell you more. This is a very media-driven fetish, I think. This is like one of those things like with bondage or what was another one that we did that was very like media-driven? Giantess, like with the cartoons and stuff like that, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You know, there used to be every Western serial or Tarzan movie would have quicksand. They don't do that anymore. I can't remember the last time I was just watching TV and the plucky hero or the damsel in distress fell into quicksand. So I think this is one of those fetishes. It's eventually just going to be me and 6 old people.
But why do you say that?
Well, they're just going to die off. I mean, we're not going to form more because it's not something you see in the media as much anymore, I don't think. I remember when I was a kid, there was that saying, I thought quicksand would be a bigger problem growing up than it actually turned out to be.
Yeah. You saw it so many times.
And sad part is, there's a lot of people who are really disappointed about that. I'm one of them. So now I guess we really need to get into the nitty grit, get to the bottom of it, as it were. This fetish is about. This fetish it really fucks. Huh?
I said, I bet it is quite gritty.
this is one of those fetishes. There's so much to unwrap about it, because like many fetishes, there's so many different sides of it. It's like a 20-sided dice. Mm-hmm. So I think majority of people, they enjoy peril. Like, these are the same people who very much enjoy, like, you know, bondage, but like, you know, kidnapping, stuff like that.
Does this fetish include both the sinking feeling yourself or the watching people?
It's both. Is it both? Yeah. This is one of the things where a lot of people, you know, like to be the villain in the shadows or the hero. That's the thing. It's like, there's so many different aspects. You could be the villain in the shadow. I knew a guy, we used to do a thing, and his you know, screen name was Man in the Shadows. And he loved being like the evil villain. But I've also met people who, you know, they want to be the, you know, white knight, come in, throw a rope and save the person.
Right.
And then on the other side, there are people who want to be the victim, of course. Or just do it mutual. It's not always about the kind of phobia, the fear, the struggle. Some people are very like into willingly going in and stuff like that. So, you know. Oh, I have more pictures. I have a picture from the movie Beastmaster. Bam, look at that dude. He's hunky. Oh,
yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, he got his ferrets to rescue him. He's like, save me, ferrets.
He was like the men that stare at goats, but with ferrets, because he was just staring him down.
They were watching him, and he was like, "You gonna help me?" I remember that scene as a kid. This is one of those fetishes.
I do too. Yes.
This is one of those fetishes I can pinpoint the very moment I had it.
Like, and are you on the "I like to feel the sensation of sinking into things" person?
You know, not really. Like, I think I prefer to be the watcher, but I like to switch it up a little bit. I could get in there. I could do that.
And this quicksand, even though it says quicksand, I'm sure it can pertain to the sinking mud marsh type stuff.
Yeah, mud, bogs, you name it. There's a thing. I just use quicksand because it's
universally known.
Well, yeah, because if I say mud, there's a whole different fetish that we can get into with mud. I think it's on our wheel. Wham, wet and messy. Where people are just kind of rolling around and getting muddy and stuff like that. And this is a subset of that. And usually, you know, they're very much into that as well. But this is more this little niche. So, but yeah, there's all sorts. I derailed. What were we talking about, like, right before?
Oh my.
Yeah, right?
I derailed.
I got distracted. It happens. But no, like, this is one of those things where I like, personally, either or, because it, to me, it is more of a trust thing.
Yes.
Because if you're with somebody and you trust them to such a point to put your life in their hands, I love it. I absolutely love that sensation, that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, just like with bondage and, like, you know, the peril aspect, even though, and I'm about to debunk a bunch of quicksand myths, we're about to get some Mythbusters up in this bitch.
Nice.
Even though there is no actual, you know, usually there is no actual danger, in the back of your head, you know, you still have that, this is quicksand, I'm going to die. And that is written all over your face, no matter how steady you are, no matter how hardcore you are, unless you're downright suicidal, it's still in the back of your head and can be written all over your face. And you know me, I love expressive people.
Yes.
I love being able to just read every emotion right in their eyes. And so I think this has a lot to do with it. When someone trusts you so completely that you don't see the look of fear, super hot.
Oh, I can see that now. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, because in reality, okay, so myth busting time.
Yes.
One, you can't drown in quicksand unless you're in a tidal bay and the tide comes back in which case you're not drowning in quicksand, you're drowning in water. Because you float in it. Like, quicksand has a natural buoyancy. Trust me, I've experienced it. You float about tit level. It's actually quite impossible. Usually the danger of quicksand is becoming stuck with any type of mud. Becoming stuck and, you know, with no way of rescue. And you die of dehydration, starvation, wolves.
Another such...
Yeah. Nature will kill you, the quicksand wall.
Yeah.
But that being said, it is actually a particularly safe fetish to do, unless you're like one of those people I like to dive in head first, which I do not recommend for obvious reasons. So, but again, it's that faux danger. Same with knife play.
Yes.
When you're playing knife play and using the wax, it's that sensation of danger.
Yes. Gives and, them the sensation, and their imagination takes them the rest of the way.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there have been, you know, there are actually people who go out there and film scenes with this. And, you know, they're, like I said before, they're like, you know, no, it's the wrong picture. There. Like, the jungle girl struggling, and it's usually always some very attractive, you know, female. Stumbles into quicksand, and begs and pleads, and that's always fun to watch. I will say I enjoy that. I couldn't tell you why. I could tell you the exact... Oh! I remember what we were talking about, Shep. I know. I just snapped back to it. This is one of those weird fetishes that I could tell you exactly when I knew I had it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I was like 10 years old, and it was a rainy night. And there was some movie on, it was like the night before school, and there was some movie on where this rich couple gets stranded on an island. And it turns out, you know, and the home dude hurt his back, and so the wife is wandering around the jungle looking for food and stumbles into quicksand and is rescued by honking brave dude, like jungle dude. And I remember seeing that, and I was just like, wow, I feel wowzers in my trousers. Couldn't tell you why. And that was the moment. Like, it just, like, clicked. And I was like, oh, crazy. So, yeah, I was like, that's weird. Because usually when you have a fetish or a kink, it just kind of happens. And then one day you're an adult and you can't figure out why you like getting a light bulb shoved up your ass. But you just do. This one, I can... Is it quicksand or the act of rescuing someone from it?
Right.
No, that's a comment from Sean. It's actually, typically from what I've seen, it is actually the quicksand. It's kind of like a spider web. You're slowly getting in a worse situation. You know, struggling, just like bondage. You know, you
like
struggle.
Being consumed.
Being consumed, which we'll do when we cover Vor. You are slowly... And, you know, you're flirting with danger. I'm sure some people get off on rescuing. I mean, it's definitely part of the whole kink. Because I feel like if it's not, you might be a murderer. Or, well, since you can't drown in quicksand, an attempted murderer. But, so, I think, at least for me, it's just the... I'm all about the whole aspect of you have dom, sub is, you know, willing to do whatever it takes to prove her loyalty, stuff like that, and just showing that level of trust. I love that. I mean, and of course, you know, you always rescue.
Or his or her.
His or her. I was talking about me particularly, but yeah, his or her. I have met a lot of people who are men who enjoy both sides of it. They like to be the victim, and they like to be the watcher. So, and some people enjoy both. Like, this is one of those fetishes. You really can't just, you know, you kind of like all of it. Does that make sense?
It does.
Because, like with bondage, you have people who really enjoy tying somebody up, but would not enjoy being tied up themselves. This is one of those fetishes where I think people were like, yeah, I could be on either side. Cool. You want to switch it up? Let's switch it up. And it's more accepting, so. And again, we have like the willing, nope, that was from a different episode. Bam, the willing, oh, I love this. Look at me giving the sexy face. I showed a picture that's still on there from when we did the pantyhose episode. Because we haven't had 5 pictures for any other episode since then.
Oh my.
But yeah, it's just a, you know, exciting, look at me, I'm into this. And masturbation and stuff like that. That's actually quite popular. So, and I think
I hear masturbation is quite popular, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, you know, this is one of those fetishes that is really hard to tell somebody you're into. You know, this is not like, you know, one of those things where, oh, yeah, I enjoy long walks on the beach, watching the beach consume you, picking flowers. This is one of those, you know, kinks that it's very hard to, I guess, tell your significant other.
Yeah, especially the more, I guess the more towards the vanilla side of life they are.
Mm-hmm.
This one would be hard to portray, especially if you want to watch people sink into the...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard.
Might be like a little bit creepy, almost.
Yeah. He's like, how do you tell somebody that and them not go, okay, Jeffrey Dahmer, I'll see you later. It was fun, really, but you had me up until then.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it's definitely one of those fetishes. Nobody wants to tell them they have, but I think they should. I think this is one of those things where you have to be open and communicate about it. And hopefully this podcast, you can show them this podcast and be like, listen, this is the science behind it. 1, you can't die. 2, blame television. Television did this to me. 3, it's all about trust. And I want you to trust me to the point where you're willing to do this for me. That's what I want.
Yeah. Or someone would just like to experience that being that sinking feeling, the being consumed, like as I said, being the receiver too. I can also see it as a struggle to communicate this even on that way.
Yeah. Yes,
I like to just have everything surround me, but not like die, but almost.
I will say, I've only had one partner that was willing to do it. And she was an adrenaline, you know, she was like me. She very similar. It was like the whole adrenaline of it. And she loved it. She was like, it's literally standing on a waterbed and then being consumed by said waterbed. It is a weighted blanket perfectly surrounding you and you're slowly being covered up by it.
Oh, wow. So maybe one of the scariest portrayal things could be one of the most comforting. That's why people want to do it.
She was actually a fetish model for a long while and those were her favorite scenes to do because it was like, it's super comforting. And, you know, like I said, when she had done it a bunch and gotten used to it, she's like, you literally can't sink past, you know, like, she's like, I could get above my breast, but then she had to do this weird lay down shit and try to fake like she was going under.
Yeah.
Which is essentially like, I'm gonna try to do it. You get in there and then you do this, and you lay down, you just keep that part of your body still under and you just dip under. That's how they fake it.
Yeah.
Or sawdust above water.
Yeah.
That's how they do it in the movies. But she was like, this is amazing because I float in it, so it's like a weighted blanket that I can stand in.
Well, this information has definitely got me interested in it.
It's one of those things. I think you should try it. Go look up. Well, I don't think you should try it, Chef Mom. I know a spot here that we used to film scenes. It is actually right near you.
Oh, it's right near me. This spot where you used to use it for this, huh?
Yep. And we used to do. I might post a link to one of our videos that became viral on our Twitter. I don't usually like to show it off because I'm not with that person anymore, so there's weird feelings.
Yeah, no, you won't have to do that. We'll just have to make some new ones.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's very I love Sean. Sean said, did TV do it to you, or did TV help you realize it was there? TV helped you realize it was there. But absolutely, but I'm still going to blame television.
Yes.
Like I do with all my problems, television and alcohol.
And you know, I wonder though, because you know, it reminds me of, I forgot what the show was or science thing it was, but it's one of those scenarios where they were demonstrating how
Absolutely.
materials, you know, it's like if you hit certain materials with force, they're really hard, but if you just stand on them, then they get soft, which was like
Non-Newtonian fluids, cornstarch
that.
and water. That's what that
Cornstarch
is.
and water.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
a
that's.
non-Newtonian fluid, which is actually usually typically if you find really good quicksand, that's what it is essentially. It is non-Newtonian fluid, and it
Ooh,
is
a
really
big word of
cool.
the evening.
I know, right? Know the
Thanks for
guy with the
knowing the English.
quicksand. Yeah, I was saying, know the guy with the quicksand fetish knows exactly the substance and what the fluid is called. Just
Yeah,
saying.
especially since if people didn't like the idea of sand in all the places or mud in all the
Yeah.
places, you have one other one through that where it's pretty much clean.
To be honest, yeah, most quicksand is not sand.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're the very literal quicksand, but most of the time you're gonna find just mud or
Yeah.
clay or peat bog, stuff like that. It's
Yep.
not quicksand, it's mud. But you know, just that word can, you know, do so much to somebody. Like if I had a partner who was just like, said it, bam, Pavlov's dogs, my mouth
Yeah.
is watering.
Yeah, so it's quicksand is a generalized term no matter the media used.
And like I
Sand,
said,
mud, whatever.
it is a very weird fetish, and I know a lot of people, it's really hard to express that to somebody. And hopefully, you know, that's what I wanted to do with this type of podcast, was just kind of put it in terms that, you know, someone, it's not their kink, can kind of wrap their brain around it and understand what it's all about, you know, and compare it to
All right.
stuff. Like it's literally bondage with submission, with peril, all wrapped into one.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I love all of those things. Go figure,
Yeah.
right?
And then you could add in some cool stuff into it, like you know, over the quicksand rope that would dangle someone down over it, something like that.
Oh, there are so many role plays you could do with this. You can use it for CNC, consensual non-consent. You can use it for all sorts of role playing. It's one of those things where it's a very fun fetish to get into. I wish I had like more people to participate in it, but like I said, the community's small. If you want to look up more, there is a community. There is a website called Mud Puddle Visuals. They sell a lot of the content. I think two of those pictures, the last two pictures, were from them. There's forums you can look up. All sorts of things. There's a Facebook
Interesting.
group. Just look into it. But be kind, because those people are really, you know, they don't want to be kink shamed. And they
Oh, no one.
probably, yeah. Here's the thing is, we never condone kink shaming by any means, no matter what your kink is. And you know, talk to them. They'll give you all sorts of crazy information that, you know, will blow your mind.
Consider my mind blown and
Yeah.
interested.
And I, yeah, like Cassie said, I have a friend, and she came over while I was researching the episode, and she was all like, "What is this?" And then I did pretty much practiced on her. She came in from out of town, and I just practiced on her this whole speech, and she's like, "I understand now. Mind blown." And that's what it is. So, you know, don't, you know, you'd be surprised what your partner will be into. Talk to them about it. Be up front, and if it's not their thing, it's not their thing. Don't ever force anybody to do something they don't want to do. Consent, consent, consent. But also communicate. Communication is key. So it makes
Always.
sex much more fun.
Indeed.
So yeah, I think that's it. If we have any questions, I think I've answered all the questions in the comments. It's about time to spin our wheel, Shep.
I hear you added more things.
I did, in fact, add more things here. I'm gonna bring out the wheel. Look at that. Our wheel has so much more stuff added to it.
Oh,
we
my.
Now have transformation, stuck, trampling. What else is that? Oh, I need to take off ball busting. I don't know how that made it back on the list.
It's always trying to bust your balls.
It's always trying to bust our balls, but we got... what else is new?
You added a whole bunch of stuff here, yeah.
Yeah, I ordered hair, Lyrica, the wet and messy, the wham, that is the kind of the mud fetish, but it also encompasses food, wham. Any type of, you know, wham! Wham! Wake me up before you go, go down home. Sorry.
All right, shall we spin then?
I think we should spin the wheel. Give the wheel a good old spinny spin. See what we're talking about next week. Ooh, where will it land? Where will it land? Oh, stuck in a dryer, Shep. This is one I've stuck in a dryer. This one encompasses so much stuff. You know what? It actually works with this fetish too. If you think about it.
Being stuck, yeah.
Immobile. Of course, you know, it'd be very different because this is, you know, this covers all sorts of, like, you know, stuck in, like, trying to get something out of the laundry, bent over the couch. I've actually filmed some of these films when I was a fetish producer. And yeah. We had to stick a...
stuck in a dryer, yeah, stuck in the couch, stuck under a weight bench, something like that. Yeah.
But it also deals with feet. There's a very popular glue, getting stuck in glue, like glue traps and all that. Also filmed that before. That was a lot of fun.
Stuck on glue traps.
Yeah. Or like they stepped in sticky glue and whatnot. I'm going to tell you want to know a secret, and this is going to be a hint to what we talk about next week. Do you know what you use for the sticky stuff?
Do I want to?
Yeah. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay. What do you use for the sticky stuff in the videos?
Melted gummy bears.
Melted gummy bears. Oh.
You microwave it. You stir it until it's like sticky goo. It works just like glue. Except one, it's edible. Two, it's water soluble, so you could just hose it off. But that's what we used, and it looks and functions just like glue. And we'll talk about that more next week. Again, I am John Dondero, your wonderful host, and with me, as always, the disembodied voice of Mr. Shepherd.
Till next time, have a good night, everyone.
Thank you so much. Hey, Shep, you want to do a little? Twosies on Phasmophobia. Little after podcast gaming.
I think we can.
A little spooky, just me and you. Hunt some ghost.
It depends. We'll have to negotiate for the TV.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it. So stay tuned. We might be doing something. Maybe I'll do some solo. If you can't, maybe I'll do some solo Phasmophobia and crap my pants. By myself. Anyway, thank you so much for watching the stream. Tune in next week when we're discussing the stuck fetish, which is going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot about that. We'll try to get a guest for that one. I didn't have a guest for this one because I knew everything. I didn't even have to research. But bam, already in there.
We've had two of your fetishes already.
We have. And we still haven't landed on flogging.
No.
One day, Shep. We will get there.
One day.
You're going to be so excited.
I will be so happy.
I want you on camera that day and me be the disembodied voice.
Oh.
We need to trade. So you can show off all your toys and whatnot.
Oh.
You'll like that.
That's so special.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned for a little after podcast gaming. As always, we love you. Communicate, consent, be kinky.